Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, February 2nd. Happy Missions Monday. Today we're highlighting the Discovery Clubs, which is a ministry of the Birmingham Metro Baptist Association. The goal of Discovery Clubs is to share the redemptive story of Scripture with children who have limited or no exposure to the gospel of Jesus. And so we want to pray alongside them as the volunteers of the Discovery Clubs go out into over 20 public elementary schools in the Metro Birmingham area to share the gospel. Let's go back to our memory verse before we dive into Romans chapter 5. Romans 1, 16 and 17 begins with a three-letter word. What is it? For. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because, why, it is the power, do that big muscle sign, of God that brings salvation, do the sign of the cross, to everyone, put your hands outward, who believes, put your finger to your head. Let's do it again. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the muscle man power of God that brings, put the cross symbol, salvation, to everyone, hands out, who believes. First to the Jew, then to the Gentile. For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last. Just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. I might try to do a little Instagram video to help us with some hand motions or something. We'll see. All right. So let's jump on into Romans 5, 12 through 17. This can be a very confusing passage. Tim Keller even says so. He calls them complicated verses. But the basic teaching is to grasp that Adam's sin brought death, and Christ's gift brings life and also restoration. And so Christ's action is so much more powerful and greater than Adam's, because in his gift, we all can be freed from sin. Romans 5, verses 12 through 17 in the old NIV, like 1984 version, because I'm going back to my beloved copy, and that was when it was printed. Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, and in this way, death came to all men, because all sinned. For before the law was given, sin was in the world. But sin is not taken into account when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from the time of Adam to the time of Moses, even over those who did not sin by breaking a command, as did Adam, who was a pattern of the one to come. The gift is not like the trespass. For if the many died by the trespass of the one man, how much more did God's grace and the gift that came by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, overflow to the many? Again, the gift of God is not like the result of the one man's sin. The judgment followed one sin and brought condemnation. But the gift followed many trespasses and brought justification. For if, by the trespass of the one man, death reigned through the one man, how much more will those who receive God's abundant provision of grace and of the gift of righteousness reign in life through one man, Jesus Christ? In this passage, according to Tim Keller, Paul is teaching the doctrine of federal leadership, the truth that we are represented before God by someone else who acts on our behalf. Western societies are highly individualistic, but the Bible takes a radically different approach, that of human solidarity. This means that you can have a relationship with a person in which whatever they achieve or lose, you do too. They represent you, a little like how the leader of your country declares war, then you are at war. In Romans 5, therefore, Paul is saying that all humanity is represented by one of two men, Adam or Christ. And so we as believers are bold to claim that Christ is our representative. He lived an obedient, perfect life. And because of his obedience, we can claim that same obedience. And therefore, we reign with him because of what he's done. It's a beautiful, glorious gift of the gospel. And so I just want to relish in that gift today and remind you of the beauty of it. Moving over to Psalm 23 today, I want to go through these verses as a prayer. In our launching verses groups where we're memorizing scripture, this is one of the ones we pick to memorize. We kind of break it down and see in the different verses what God does for us as our shepherd. And so I want to end today with Psalm 23, praying through it and elaborating on what we see here. Will you pray with me? The Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. Lord, we thank you for the relationship that we have with you. We thank you that you supply for us everything we need, physically, mentally, emotionally, financially, spiritually, and socially. We pray for Discovery Clubs of Birmingham that you would supply their needs as well. You make me to lie down in green pastures. Lord, you give me the rest that I need. Thank you for giving my brothers and sisters rest. You lead us beside still waters, and you restore our soul. We pray for refreshment today and healing for those who are near and dear to our hearts. You lead us in paths of righteousness. Thank you, Lord, for your guidance. We pray that your good spirit would lead us in level paths for your name's sake. Thank you for giving us a purpose in life. Even though we walk through the darkest valley, through the shadow of death, we will fear no evil. Even when we're tested, Lord, we know your protection. We know your provision because you are with us and your presence is fullness of joy. And so we're so grateful that we don't have to walk this life alone, that you walk with us. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Thank you, Lord, even when I'm disciplined, that you're doing it because you want to sanctify me. And you are, I've heard in a Tim Keller sermon once before just about the imagining the person that you will become. And so we're thankful, Lord, that you see in us something better. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Lord, you give us hope. You anoint our head with oil and our cup overflows. Thank you, Lord, for your consecration, that you make us holy, as it says in Romans today, that you give us reigning obedience. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us with your mercy and your goodness. And we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What security we have knowing, Lord Jesus, that this is not the end for us, that we are on a journey, and that journey is to home with you. And on this side of eternity, we'll never fully grasp. We are immigrants in search of our real home. Help us to find that home in you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.